Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And here's Des Cahill.
Yeah, lots of dramatic goals last night in Europe. Headed equalisers, extra added time. We had Shamrock Rovers getting a vital draw in the Europa Conference League at home to Apoel. And it was a very important draw, not just because they earned the money, but because after a scoreless first half, Rovers had Neil Ferrugia sent off 5 minutes after the break. And then they conceded a goal shortly after. So Apoel seemed to be heading to victory. But in fairness, Rovers kept in the game and Dylan Watts headed home in added time to get a draw. It earns Rovers another 133,000. And their captain Pico Lopez was buzzing after that late goal.
Yeah, unbelievable. Just the ending is just amazing. I never expected Dylan Watts to head the ball in his life, and to come up with a vital goal at that time is just amazing. So credit to him.
Considering that you were down to 10 men for most of the second half, an extraordinary result.
Yeah, brilliant. Look, we knew it was going to be difficult. We went down to 10 men, and it was all about us digging in and holding out, and knew we'd get an opportunity. It came late, but thankfully we took it when it came.
Now, you were facing a very tough opposition and they probably owned the first 15 minutes of the game. How did you keep the calm and composure?
I think we started a bit nervous. You could see that a few misplaced passes, and we just tried to re-switch on and just say, make a few passes here, set us into the game. And I think as the half went on, you could see we grew stronger and created more opportunities. And the second half, I thought we started well, and obviously the man down goals, but we still created chances on the counter-attack. And it just maintained that belief, that calmness, knowing that do our defensive work right, we might catch one.
What does this mean then for the rest of the competition? You must surely hope that you can make a breakthrough now.
Yeah, hopefully. As I say, it's always important to take advantage of home grounds. So it was important to get off to a positive start. We did that tonight. We got a point on board. And yeah, look, hopefully we can use this momentum now to go and kick on in the group.
Yeah, there's $500,000 nearly for if you win a match in these six games. So,
which compared to what you can earn at home, it's
way more than you get for winning the league. It's ridiculous.
But this is the gamble of the league, that you only have to finish, top 4 out of 10, and you're into Europe with all the prizes that go with it.
Yeah, and that's what they're all hoping for. Rovers will be away to Larne, who are the North's first team to reach the league stage. Larne were beaten 3-0 in Norway against Molde. We're also playing the Welsh team, TNS Rovers are, and that's TNS did well last night. They lost 2-0 to Fiorentina. Chelsea were 4-2 winners over Ghent. In the Europa League, Harry Maguire's stoppage time header saved Manchester United's blushes. Their game in Porto ended in a thrilling 3-3 draw, because Manchester United here had led 2-0 through Rashford and Hoyland, but they lost control and went 3-2 behind. Then they had their captain Bruno Fernandes sent off, but
again,
in added time, Maguire, on as a substitute, headed the equaliser. Here's the United manager, Erik ten Hag.
We started the game very good. And we dominated them. We scored two good goals, but then we lost control. So the start was good. The middle part was no good, and then we finished very good. And it's a tough place to go. And yeah, we're coming back with from a 3-2, and we get the equalizer. So it's good for the spirit. You see again, the team is willing, strong character, but the middle part, in the defending, we have to improve.
Why did that happen? What happened in the middle part of the game to lose control so quickly?
First of all, be better on the ball. Like the first part, keep switching. Well, we had our three players. We had a good plan. And in the half spaces, we had our three players, so use them. And then more goals will come. And the second thing is, obviously, we have to defend better.
This team seems to have a habit of conceding goals in bunches. It happened at the weekend, it's happened again tonight, and it's the fourth time in a row in Europe away from home you scored three and failed to win the game. Why is that? Is there a mental resilience problem in this team?
So we had three clean sheets not so long ago, a time ago, so we can defend very good, but we have to go back to those habits, and only then you can win games. And when you score three times in an away game in Europe, that must be enough.
Obviously, we've spoken about the speculation around your future. The performance tonight, do you think it gave Manchester United fans enough to believe in you and your future at this club?
We will get there. Don't judge us in this moment. Judge us in the end of the season. I said the same last season. Don't just wait. We are in the process. We will improve. And we have now two seasons where we achieve finals. Just wait. We have to develop and progress this team.
Will you get until the end of the season if the performances and the results continue this way?
We will work and we will continue. And we will fight. And you see the spirit and the connection between the staff and the team and the players together. There's a strong spirit they want to achieve, and we are in a direction. We have that good mentality in the spirit-wise, but especially in some defending parts, we have to step up.
That's Erik ten Hag. Spurs made it two victories from two. They won 2-1 against Ferencvaros. Rangers beaten 4-1 at home by Lyon. Now tonight, the first of the FAI Cup semi-finals is played when Derry City travelled to Dalymount Park to play Bohemians. It's live on RTE. Derry the favourites, Bowes seeking a third final in 4 years. There's just one game in the Premier Division, but it's a key one. Galway United host Dundalk, and if Galway win, they're right in the mix for one of those European places we were talking about, while Dundalk desperately need the points in a bid to avoid relegation. The URC action continues tonight. Connacht go to Scarlets, hoping to build on their excellent win over the Sharks last Saturday. In golf, Seamus Power is 6 off the lead at the Sanderson Farms Championship, where David Skins shot around a 60, and South Africa's Darren Frickhardt shot around a 61 at the Alfred Dunhill Championships. He's 11 under. Patrick Harrington bested the Irish on 5 under. The Irish men's cricket team play South Africa today in the second of their ODI internationals in Abu Dhabi, and there's racing at Dundalk and Gowran Park.